teach me to trust my life into your hands completely, to submit to the leading of the Holy Spirit in my life, so that I may walk in spirit and truth. Teach me what it really means in your word when it says, without me, you can do nothing, so that I may learn the truth, that I can do all things through Christ Jesus, who gives me strength. I ask this, and in the name of Jesus, and always saying yes to Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
A blessed good morning, my St. Sebastian family and friends of St. Sebastian.
Good morning.
Good morning. Please be comfortable. I am going to start my sermon with a complaint to myself. And by a complaint to myself, it becomes a complaint to you. Wednesday was Ash Wednesday. And what we all as Christians do, how do we celebrate Ash Wednesday, the beginning of our penitential time of the season? What happens to us? We come to church and what is done to us?
Ashes
are placed on our forehead. It is the one day that everyone knows who we are, that we are all Christians and followers of Jesus. But wait a minute. There are still people in this country who does not know what ashes on your forehead meant. We have always remembered that church and state does not come together. And a young kid, and I think it's in Arizona, I'm not correct, so do not quote me on the place, showed up at school with the sign of the cross on his forehead on Ash Wednesday. And his teacher said to him, "What is that?" He explained, but she paid no attention. And those wonderful Kleenex wipes that he loved so much, she gave it to him and asked him to wipe it off his forehead. Where it is now in our lives, he didn't say, wasn't in school talking about Jesus or about God. All he did was to say who he was, a follower of Jesus Christ. Is it so hard that you cannot just now show the sign of Christ in our life? Where have we all gone and where have we lost it? I always was told a family without God will always see trouble. I am not here preaching against the church or the government. But when Christ is not in our lives, we will see how a different life we live. And it's just amazing that our first lesson, our gospel this morning, is the gospel of Jesus being tempted. And his temptation was not about him, but it was for him to show that we all have the strength to resist evil when it comes to us. Being tempted proved the test by overcoming the temptation, which gives us the freedom of life. Even when we do fall and have a sign of temptation, we can go back to Jesus through our forgiveness. It hurt me to believe that a kid, and he must have been about 13 or 14 years, would have had to go through such a traumatic experience. Imagine you're the parents raising a child and telling him about the love of Jesus, and you're taking him to Sunday school, and it all can be just torn apart in a couple of minutes at school. But my brothers and sisters, there's hope. There's hope because Jesus and the love he has for us is still alive. This season of Lent, I thought that I would look at how we would experience the next 5-6 weeks and our journey on how we are living. But I realized it was Ash Wednesday. I said to my wife, "Man, the year is going fast. We're already at March. And she said to me, we all rush to get to be an adult, but the minute we have to start taking responsibility for ourselves, everything seems to go much faster. After we get over 40, we stop counting our ages. I still don't know my wife's age. She has never told it to me. She hides her birth certificate, but that's okay. But it's late. And the late is, my mother used to say that the late, the devil is very busy. And he always seems to be busier than usual. You find that even if you're driving along the roads, people seem to be more angry. They test who you are. You will see that they'll cut you off more. They'll steal your sparking space and look at you. I saw a story, and you know it's always funny when you go through these things. A young lady was waiting for a parking space in the parking lot. And a guy came in, cut her off, and ran into the space, and pretty much gave her the bird. And I'm not going to give you the bird in church. You know what I'm talking about. Then she got into her office and sat down, and she had an appointment. She was the interviewer for this person to do the interview. And as the person opened the door and came in, the person who had just given her the bird and cut the parking space was the person coming for the job. My brothers and sisters, the devil is busy. But we are Christians. We are followers of Jesus Christ. We have an alternative. We have an obligation to live our lives because we know better. We know better because we come and we hear the word of the Lord tell us how to be better. Things in our lives can be painful sometimes. We see the opportunities to want to do good, but we are always tempted. You know, sometimes we do things and it seems unpleasant, and it tells you, it leaves a sour taste in your mouth. But whenever you feel that taste is going to come into your mouth, remember the love of Jesus and the cross that he has bared for us. In my research this week, I saw a commentary on the Psalms by St. Augustine, and I wanted to quote it for you this morning. In Christ, we have been tempted, in him we overcame the devil. Do you think only for Christ's temptations and fail to think of his victory? See yourself as tempted in him, and then see yourself also as victorious in him. He could have kept the devil from himself, but if he was not tempted, he could not teach you how to triumph over temptation. In other words, Jesus was the example. We saw him triumph, so we know how to triumph. And the gospel today tells us very clear, do not put the Lord your God to the test, because he is God, and he knows exactly where we are, who we are. He has made us all individually and great. You are all superstars in God's eyes. When he made you, yes, he might have given you a husband or a wife, but you are still uniquely different. You are special to God, so be special to yourself. Love yourself, be strong about what you are about, and be committed to something. But first, be committed to God through his Son, Jesus Christ. The basis of all our lives is what we do in our form of trust. We trust God. We trust that we will make the best decisions when it's all necessary, and not the decision to give the lady the bird or cut her off. Be the person to make the better decision. take the higher step as Jesus would like us to do. There's a song that I keep resonating in my head as I was writing my sermon. And the song says, "My Heavenly Father watches over me." I don't know if any of you know the song. I'm not going to sing it because I am not a good singer. But the first verse goes like this. "I trust in God wherever I may be, upon the land or on the rolling sea. For come what may, from day to day, my Heavenly Father watches over me." This is the correlation of ourselves. When we are caught in that place of temptation, we look to Jesus as our guide and truly our Savior. The validation is in Christ. We have an opportunity to see ourselves from God's point of view. Brothers and sisters, we are not helpless, and we are not alone. We are cherished by God by the point we can experience His transforming grace in Christ and be a closer person because He created us and He redeemed us. We are all deeply loved and desired by God's heart. You are not a mistake. You were specifically chosen by God to make a special commitment on this world. There's something in you that no one else has. We may look like others, we may want to be like others, but you are unique to God and unique to yourself. We can have a similar, we could read something exactly the same way, but then we all will have a different interpretation. That's the uniqueness about you. The desire within us is there by God's initiative. He has placed us here to be special. Your life is very important to God. When He created you and He breathed the spirit of life in you, it was special. My brothers, as we all go through the season of Lent, where temptation will come against us, and as I tell you, it comes more late than any other time. All is not lost. We are receiving God's grace daily. He pours it in us. Keep your eyes and your ears open and be well tuned to hear. As I said, temptation is here. And it always seems more late. But we were given an example, a reminder this morning of how Jesus handled temptation. We know the blueprint. We don't need to look somewhere for the blueprint. We saw how Jesus handled temptation. My brothers and sisters, yes, it is difficult sometimes. Yes, you may think about giving someone the bird. But remember, if you look to give them the bird rather than raise one finger, you raise two, and what do you give them?
Peace.
Show them peace. Kill them with kindness. Yes, it is hard sometimes. But keep the devil as much as you can out of your season. And if it becomes a habit in life, amazingly it becomes a permanent habit. Today, you are willing to allow God to show you how to handle your temptations. In your opportunity of contemplation, you may wonder why in Lent everything seems to just be a little different. I want to share a story with you. On Wednesday, I had the 9:30 service. And it was going to be a long day because I was going to visit our shut-ins. I said I would fast until 12 o'clock, and I made it. But I had this urge for a lobster bisque from New England Eatery. I just didn't know why I had to have the lobster bisque. So all of my visits were going to be on the other side of the river, but I drove to New England Eatery to get this lobster bisque. And I know it was going to be a long day for me. I got there and they had the fish nuggets on sale too. But remember, I didn't eat yet, so I was hungry and I know I had a long day ahead of me. I got my lobster bisque and I had a Caesar salad with the fish nuggets. But then I said, I didn't plan to spend this much money today. But I could hear that still small voice saying, my son, you are doing my work. I got your back. I sat at the bar in my collar, past small pleasantries with a gentleman across the bar, but just a hello and that was it. I am about to leave and I said to the waiter, can I have my check? She says, Father, you do not have a check today. The gentleman across the bar paid your check. When you are doing God's work, he finds a way to give you the sustenance to go on. Yes, I am your shepherd, but you are the sheep here, but you are also doing his work because he sees the love that is transformed through Jesus Christ in the way you do things. The outreach you do at the church, the kindness at the shop of the girls, the organizations that you're part of, that is all God's work. He has your back. Trust in him. Trust in God. I will leave you with the chorus of the song I quoted earlier. Now, if you want me to sing it, come back at 10:30. The chorus goes like this. I trust in God. I know he cares for me. On the mountain bleak or on the stormy sea, though billows roll, he keeps my soul. My heavenly Father watches over me. My heavenly Father watches over me. He watches over you. Amen.
Amen.
Let's stand and say the Nicene Creed found on page 326.